Of course, it's a 8:15. What are we doing talking about music when we could be talking about food? Alison, back from BQ Blog. How are you?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
So good to see you. Now, you were away.
Oh, look, I've just spent about 45 hours on planes in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
But it was all worth it.
And you ate a lot of good stuff.
I did. I tried to wherever possible. So
I feel like we should talk Hong Kong first.
Yes, let's do that. And Hong Kong, highlight of Hong Kong was a place that was recommended by our local post office.
That's perfect.
I know, exactly. You know, you get your recommendations wherever you can.
Absolutely.
Pork liver noodles.
Oh, look, it already just sounds amazing.
I know. And for breakfast. This is for breakfast.
Pork liver noodles
for
breakfast.
So it is breakfast time. Go. Now, what I try and do when I go overseas is really, what can I not get at home?
Mm.
You know, so, you know, there's so many great different foods you can get in Sydney. But sometimes when you do, still when you go away, I'm always still amazed. There's something I've never had before.
And so, pork liver noodles, the texture would be amazing because you get that little chew, but also the softness.
Yeah, so the pork is sliced really thinly, the pork liver. Now, if you're not a huge fan of offal, it can be a little OTT in flavour, but you just put a big dollop of chili on it, which was Sean, the other half of BQ's experience. So I'm slowly converting him to the world of wonderful world of offal. But
this is good.
Yeah. So that was what he did. So, but the broth is beautiful. Mm. You can have either rice noodles or sort of Maggi sort of style noodles with it. And basically everybody in this restaurant, and this restaurant is actually two restaurants. It's so big. It's so popular. They've converted it over another shop. And it's right up past Mong Kok, this noodle place.
So
you've got to go on a little bit of a trek. But this area of Hong Kong, I loved it. And I really wished I'd had a bit more time to walk around. And it was there was a flea market going on, like a real gleaners market.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a lot of old Hong Kong up there, which was really great.
That actually sounds amazing.
Or old Kowloon, really, I should really say.
So yes. if anyone's listening and they know where to get pork liver noodles in Sydney, please tweet
please.
Me up at
ASAP.
I need to know.
I need them now.
So, where else?
Well, so after Hong Kong, we went off to London.
Okay.
So London was pretty cold still for May.
Sure, and, you know, why not? Of course it was.
Of course.
Look, English food, really, we still think of it as just everything boiled and then boiled again.
Yeah,
but it's
fish
not
and chips.
Like that anymore, is it?
No, I mean, there's still a pub on, there's a pub on every corner. It's pretty amazing.
That sounds great.
And there's a lot of other, of course, there's a lot of other different nationalities that have a strong presence in London. And one of them, of course, is people from the West Indies and the Caribbean. So, of course, you have to go and try some food of that
What
ilk.
Did you get?
Went down to Brixton.
Yeah.
Oh, as the when we were coming into London, you know, you've got to talk about what are you doing, where are you going, you know. And I said, look, the two places I just really, really want to go are Brixton and get a bagel at Brick Lane. And the guy at the desk says, oh, so you're doing a tour of edgy South London, are
edgy
you?
Edgy South London.
It's like, yep, that's the plan. So down to Brixton, down to the market there, and, you know, just to go and I can get a patty with saltfish and ackee in it. So, and for those that don't know what that is, it's like a soft banana-y type.
Yum.
So it's like a green banana that you cook or a plant.
Kind of a plantain.
You mix that in with really strong, salty, dried fish, which is sort of reconcentrated and put into a patty. Or I had it in a coconut roll, so like a coconut bread roll, which was just And it's a soft sort of saucy dish, so it soaks through into the bread roll.
What a flavour mix.
Oh, it was really, really fantastic. Sort of like tofu and saltfish that you can sometimes get. That sort of texture and consistency, and really, really fantastic.
That sounds really good.
And of course we had to get jerk chicken.
Where is the jerk chicken in Sydney?
I mean, there is I have seen a food truck down at the Factory Theatre doing jerk chicken. And we were down poking around there for the comedy festival that that's just wrapped up. So
I saw that on Sunday. Oh, that was down there.
Yes, I saw it on Sunday too.
I totally forgot that that was there. Yeah. Wow, okay. Why didn't I eat anything? I don't remember now.
Oh, we just went, we just had that in Brixton.
Jerk chicken is amazing though. I mean, we're saying off air that the best one I've ever had, just utterly weirdly, was in Venice Beach in LA.
The muscle man's favourite.
Boy, it knocked my socks off. The flavour is just a punch to the face.
Yeah, and this chicken was grilled. And we spoke to the owner, and apparently he used to grill it on site, but the neighbours complained because there's a lot of clothing stalls and things like that. So I think the smell of the grilling chicken sort of got through everything.
But who wouldn't want to wear something that smells like fresh grilled chicken?
Maybe that could be the next trend. Scented grilled chicken clothes.
I think we're onto something with that. Yeah. Mm. Delicious.
Yeah, so he grills it home, brings it in and sauces it at the in his food truck. And we had that, of course, with rice and peas.
Yum.
Which is fantastic, sort of like a red rice or a dirty rice. You might even sort of think about it if you know sort of Creole or Cajun cooking.
I do indeed.
So I had that and a pineapple soda. With it. Yeah, I know. It's just really different style of food to what we get here, which was fantastic. So
the jerk chicken, that grill and the kind of charcoaling and that flavour coming out of that with the sauce, which is usually so hot and so spicy.
Everything
just goes so well. And then you have that mouthful of the rice and whatever else. Rice and peas. Like, oh, thank God, that's so good. That's so calm.
Yes. And when we talk about peas, it's not green peas. It's actually like a red kidney bean is what is in the traditional rice and peas.
Sounds really good.
Yeah. So after that, we went over to Brick Lane and not the strips of restaurants where everyone's calling you, kind of like an Indian Ligon Street, come in here, come and eat in here.
Yeah.
You know, avoid those. But at the top part of Brick Lane is two salt beef bagel shops.
Salt beef bagel?
Now, this is, so salt beef is sort of like corned beef.
Okay.
And so it's brought out, and I saw them bringing out a whole fresh tray of this cooked salt beef, and it's like corned beef. So if you've ever had, you're in like an old sort of English tradition of cooking corned beef.
We're Australians. We've had corned
beef
put on us at some point.
Indeed. But it's quite saltier, but they cut it thick. It's doorstop thick hunks of corned beef slapped into a really good chewy bagel with mustard. And for those of you at home, Nick is rolling his eyes in delight.
How good this sounds.
So, a really good slap of mustard on that and some green pickle gherkin as well. And you stand up at a little bar inside and you just eat and you do, your eyes roll back into your head and go, this is so fantastic.
Would.
Why don't we have this at
home?
You'd
be chewing for days, but it'd be worth every sore jaw muscle.
And you know, like really kind of, there was a queue at the door, of course, but you know, it was totally worth it. But strangely, there was one shop that had the queue, one shop that didn't. I don't know. Why does that happen?
Because, you know, in 6 months' time, it'll be the other shop that's the popular one.
Yeah, half an hour later, so it'll be a queue.
Won't make any sense at all.
That's exactly right.
Alison, Travelogue food is always my favourite thing. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're
nice
welcome.
To have you back.
Thank you.
And we'll talk in a couple of weeks' time.
Indeed.
Maybe about something a bit more local. Maybe because we've found pork liver noodles.
Oh,
maybe. Who knows?
The hunt is on.
Where can people find out a little bit more about BQ Blog?
On our website, www.b-kyu.com.
Thank you so much. We'll talk in a couple of weeks' time.